Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
Gratitude contributes to world peace. That was the title of the article that came in my inbox from an organization called The Daily Good. They are dedicated to sharing inspiring and positive news from around the world. Gratitude contributes to world peace. Okay, first let's talk about gratitude. Brother David Stendhal Rost is a Benedictine monk who has written and spoken extensively on gratefulness. And he says it involves stopping and noticing what is there. What are you thankful for? Try it now. Is it shelter, beauty, breathing? Stop and notice. Now, he contends, of course, that you're not going to be grateful for everything that's been given to you. For example, you're not going to be grateful for war or domestic violence or sickness, but in every moment, you can be grateful. For instance, the opportunity to learn something from a difficult experience, or the quality of care you received when you were dealing with a major loss. He says, quote, "So opportunity is really the key when people ask, can you be grateful for everything? No, not everything, but in every moment," unquote. He goes on to say, it's not a reaction to the present moment because that would be something automatic, but it is a chosen act. Joy is the happiness that does not depend on what happens. So we can literally construct gratitude at any moment of our life, unquote. So what does that have to do with world peace? There is a saying that says, silent gratitude is of no use to anyone. Gratitude expressed has much more impact on the giver of gratitude than a silent observation. And it certainly has impact on the receiver of the appreciation. In the Daily Good article, they talked, it's not just about noticing what there is, it's taking the time to share the appreciation that strengthens our communities. They said, quote, "Gratitude brings light to the soul because it shines a light on our sense of interconnectedness with one another. It immediately awakens us to what we receive from each other, and such interconnectedness brightens the light in our soul because it moves us out of feeling separateness and acknowledges our interdependence," unquote. Now, in the U.S., we pride ourselves on our independence, and in reality, we are interconnected. Think about your last meal. How many seen and unseen persons were part of that meal making it to your table? For example, as I've been writing about gratitude, I baked some coconut cookies. Who tended the tree, harvested the coconut, processed it, packaged it, got to the shelves of my small town grocery store? Who created the recipe? The power company for providing the energy for my oven to work? The designers of my oven that maintain an even heat to bake my cookies? You get it? I could go on. For those people, it is a prayer of thanks. And for the awesome staff at the store who meets me with a smile every time I go in? There, I can say thank you. Or our incredible postmaster who goes out of her way to help us and make sure we get our mail. I can stop, notice, and appreciate. There are lots of people in our lives that provide us services that if we take a moment, we could then notice, think about their impact, and then share our appreciation either in writing or out loud. There is a great possibility that by sharing our gratitude, we are creating a ripple of loving energy. In the Daily Good article, they said, every time we express gratitude, we're basing our relationships less on transactions and more on a sense of appreciation for what we are being given. And as sociologist George Simmel said, gratitude provides the moral cohesion of humankind. So gratitude, noticing it, experiencing it, and expressing it, is one small and accessible way you and I can contribute to world peace. Let me close with a quote by Alice Walker. Thank you is the best prayer that anyone could say. I say that one a lot. Thank you expresses extreme gratitude, humility, understanding.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt. You'll find archived editions of this show on www.bestofourselves.com.